there, it's Alison Craig here from Alison's Diary, www.sundaymail.co.uk/entertainment/podcasts. Thanks for joining me for another week of, well, just the middle-aged woman having a drama as usual. On Wednesday, I found myself in the Silver City, also known as Aberdeen, where I met up with an old friend, emphasis on friend, Kim. We had a quiet night planned. The problem was the babysitter turned up early, 6 o'clock to be precise, and you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, so we were out the door like a pair of whippets. And we were in the Langston Kirk. When she said, "Let's go to the Langston Kirk," I have to say I thought she'd taken a turn for the religious, until I realised it was a bar now, the Soul Bar. So we went in there, we had a couple of glasses. When you order a couple of glasses, they give you the rest of the bottle for nothing. And you don't like to look a gift horse in the mouth. So swiftly that went down the gullet, and then we went out and we did have some solids, thank the Lord. Then it was cut to 11 o'clock, and we were cruising back up Union Street on the way back to Kim's house when we spotted something rather shocking.
Those aren't the Christmas lights, are they?
Yes. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
They're either up all year or...
No, they went up about 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Did they?
Aye, for Christmas.
What, 5 or 6 weeks?
It's just pointless.
Help us,
Bob. Just
well, we've got
here.
So you're saying
we
put the Christmas lights up?
No, it's just bunting.
Lights.
No, it's just bunting.
There's
no lights up yet.
It's just the Christmas bunting. Well, that's all right then. Great thing is, I tend to make friends with taxi drivers late at night, and I don't know how that sounds, probably not the way I mean, but if I can just explain what happens next. I live with two blokes that are mad about cars, my son and my husband, and I cannot get out of the house in the morning for fear of falling over copies of Auto Car. And to be honest, the whole thing bores me stupid, which makes it even more strange that I am absolutely enthralled with the model of the taxi the poor man was driving. It's very strange.
How much do we owe you, my tall friend?
Now, the thing is, at this point, I have to point out, he wasn't tall. He was sitting down. I didn't know how tall he was. I was talking about his car.
So, like this tall thing, though, I tell you, I feel quite...
small.
No, but it's great when you get out, you're standing up already.
Oh, they're the easiest car you've ever
done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, the elderly people's
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say you're going to... You elderly girl.
Because all the elderly people struggle to get out of the car because they're having to climb up.
Here, you're not working for Top Gear part-time, are you?
No.
No, well, you should be.
Why?
Well, that's great. If I was an elderly person, I'd buy that now.
Yeah, I'm an elderly.
What's it, a Freedom... What is it, a Freedom... What's it, what Fiat. Make is it? Fiat. A Fiat Freedom.
Yeah. You get them when you lower the roofs this high. It's the only bad thing about it, the high roof. You can't get into multi-story car park.
Ah.
The only bad thing about it.
Oh, I'm impressed with that, I'm telling you, that's
tremendous
great.
Tremendous things to drive.
Tremendous things to drive as well.
Great things to drive.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Night.
God, blimey, I tell you what, I mean, how interested was I in that car? Unbelievable! What I'd like to ask is who my friend was talking to. There was just me, the taxi driver, and her, and she seems to be wittering away in the background, quite the thing. However, we then went into the house, and I was still going on about it.
But actually, that's really interesting, because when you opened the door, you didn't fall out.
I couldn't even close it.
Well, you fell out, but, you know, I mean, that was nothing to do with the height of the car. That was to do with the leg thing.
Talk about dull, blimey, take me out for a drink and I bore people's senses about cars. The thing is that actually, the guy had obviously told me all about his Fiat Freedom, and how long did it take for me to forget it?
Now that I bought a Twango or whatever that car was. What was that car?
It's a worry really, isn't it? Somebody with such a low IQ is allowed out in the streets alone. So you can imagine the next day things were a little bit slow getting going in the morning, especially when we were surrounded by Kim's kids, 7-year-old Estelle and 5-year-old Kale. And, you know, girls are girls no matter what time of the day or night. So over a cup of tea, I asked her about relationships.
And who's your boyfriend?
Jack. I mean, Alistair.
Oh, you get two?
Yeah.
Who do you prefer, really?
Alistair.
How old's Alistair?
7.
So he's the same age as you?
Yeah. But a couple of months older.
Well, it's always good to have an older man, I find. And is he in your class?
Yes, he is in my class.
Do you sit next to him?
No, I was wanting to, but I couldn't. Alistair's at the big table for boys.
Oh, I see. So who do you sit next to?
Olivia.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Oh, well, that's great. So you've got your boyfriend and your best friend in the class. What about your teacher? What's her name?
Miss Bennett and Mr. Deville. Mr. Deville's the head teacher.
You've got two?
Yeah. because when Mr. Deville's out for a meeting, Miss Bennet takes over.
And is Miss Bennet quite young?
She doesn't look that young, but she is.
So we decided at that stage it's probably best to just turn the tape off. You don't want her getting into legal dramas at the age of 7. 24 hours later, I was in Glasgow, actually, refreshed, having had a long night's sleep and lots of water. The judging of the Sunday Mail's Great Scots was taking place. A tremendous opportunity for us to applaud some of Scotland's unsung heroes. The judging panel are all great fun, one of whom is John Boyle, actually, a boss, of course, of Zoom Airlines, amongst other things. And he was telling me he has just recorded something that is going to give the Dragon's Den a run for its money.
I'm doing a new 8-part series for Channel 4 called Tricky Business. And it involves trying to mentor or help young people who have started up businesses. These are existing businesses. The youngest is 17 and the oldest is 25. And the idea is I go in and try to give them a bit of advice. Some of the participants have slavishly done what I've told them, and others have absolutely cavalierly disregarded everything that I've said.
Imagine that.
It makes wonderful television, and it's great when you're told that what you've just said by a 17-year-old is completely of no relevance to their business, and it's very refreshing for me as well as for them.
Well, I'm sure you want to be watching Tricky Business. It's on Channel 4 starting in October, and in fact we'll be announcing the results of the Great Scots 2006 at the end of October as well. Well, that's it for me this week. I hope you'll come along and download me next week. Hello, madam. And just to remind you, this week I'm actually on BBC Radio Scotland every morning between 9:30 and 11, co-hosting the Fred McCauley Show. If you happen to be hanging about a radio at the time, we'd love to see you. But until next time, remember, always you can get this podcast on www.sundaymail.co.uk/entertainment/podcasts. And until next time, bye-bye now.